The next legislative session in Massachusetts begins in January, and some are saying that understanding mental health issues plays just as an important role in public safety as gun laws. The Massachusetts chapter of the National Association for Mental Illness, or NAMI, is claiming that declining state investment in mental health services is a problem that drastically needs to be addressed in the next session. Lori Martinelli is the executive director of NAMI Massachusetts.
I'm looking at a report that NAMI Mass published a couple years ago, and then it shows the trend going down in FY10, FY11, FY12. There was a little bump this past year, but it's still, millions and millions of dollars lower than what it was in FY09.
In 2009, the amount in the state budget allocated to the Department of Mental Health was $685 million. And now, for the current fiscal year, that budget stands at $671 million. Martinelli says that in the next session, far more needs to be done to address the needs of the mentally ill.
We say in Massachusetts that we want to be first. We're the first in healthcare reform. We want to make sure that there's universal access and a stronger system of programs for everyone, and yet our community mental health systems is in rough shape.
State Senator John Keenan, currently co-chair of the Joint Committee on Mental Illness and Substance Abuse, said that an ongoing study is assessing the availability of mental health services in Massachusetts, including taking a look at continuing care and inpatient beds. He said that they hope that the first phase of the study is wrapped up before the next budget process begins. But Keenan also said that he'd like to see more funding made available to first responders and recognizing and dealing with mental illness.
The way it works now, if a police department gets a call to a home and there's an acute mental health situation, the first reaction typically is to call an ambulance. And that person is then transported to an emergency department, stabilized from a medical standpoint, and then the person is evaluated for purposes of where they go in the mental health system. So if we can do a better job of training our first responders to recognize instances of mental illness.
And State Representative Elizabeth Malia, who also co-chairs the Joint Committee on Mental Illness and Substance Abuse, said that the focus should also be put on addressing and identifying mental health issues in children, especially in schools.
There are attempts on the part of the schools to begin doing more work there, but they really haven't had the resources. And I think that's one of the key issues we have to hone in on.
However, Malia also added that in the shadow of the governor's recent mid-year cuts to local aid to cover a $520 million deficit, it's not clear on how resources and revenues will be projected for the next year. She said that in times of fiscal crises, mental health services are sometimes first among things to be cut.
Very often, the funding that we need for education and for mental health and substance abuse treatment are one of the first things that go when there have to be cuts in the budget. And it's my major worry for next year. And we have to find a way to address these prevention needs.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.